And welcome to the third edition of If the Shoe Fits, the podcast for the Buckeye blog Inside the Shoe. Today, Brady and Danny will be joining us, so we'll have a jam-packed session, so to speak. We're going to start off with lots of topics. We've got Big Ten logos and divisions, the Heisman, coaching moves.
Enjoy.
All right, I've got Brady with me here. Brady, how are you?
I'm doing great, besides the fact it's 5 degrees up here and there's no football. Other than that, I can't complain.
Yep, bowl season right around the corner, and some surprising news coming out earlier this week on Monday. The Big Ten released the new logo and the divisions, and they called them Leaders and Legends. What are your thoughts on that?
I have to say I'm not real impressed with what the Big Ten came up with the names. I find it kind of hard to believe that, you know, the Big Ten, we're supposed to have the smartest guys around here in the conference, and they had over 6 months to think about this, and Leaders and Legends is what they came up with. I got to say I'm not real impressed. It's going to be real weird, you know, saying, hey, the Buckeyes are battling for the Leaders division, and it doesn't just sound right to me. I really think they could have improved the names, but I guess that's what they've come up with, and I guess that's what we're stuck with then.
Yeah, I really like the idea of, like, lakes and plains, maybe, but it's definitely odd. I don't like it at all.
Yeah, I'm not real thrilled with it, too. You know, I heard black and blue divisions, and I heard all kind of other stuff, and, you know, there just had to be a better name or a better pool to pick out of. Leaders and Legends, you know, I kind of get what they're going for. They're trying to honor the past and the future, but it just seems kind of to me, and you know, hopefully it doesn't stick around forever, but you never know. So
right. And the logo, when it first came out, I didn't like it. It's starting to grow on me a little bit. It was a bit cartoonish at first, but it's not that bad now.
I kind of agree with you. I'm not in love with kind of the bright baby blue color. I think they could have went with a little deeper blue, but you know, that's kicking its draws here, you know, so I don't have a big problem with the logo, you know, it's not as much so as I do with the names of the divisions, that's for sure.
Yeah, no doubt. And basically, I think there was a joke going around that Nebraska might want to turn around and go back to the Big 12 because of this, what this happened and what it made, but
I don't know if they'll be doing that. I think the paycheck will probably talk bigger than the logo will.
All right, well, Cam Newton won the Heisman Sunday night, and there's rumors swirling around that, you know, in 5 years he's not going to have it because of the whole Reggie Bush thing and the allegations against him. But what do you think is going to end up happening there?
You know, the whole Cam Newton thing is real crazy to me. I find it real hard to believe that he had no prior knowledge or any knowledge that his father was basically shopping his services to the SEC, and I find it really peculiar at the response that NCAA had for the whole thing. You know, Dez Bryant, you know, a year or two back, bought the whole season just for going out to lunch with Deion Sanders, and even our own Troy Smith, you know, at one point lost a couple games just for a $100 handshake, and, you know, I'm not condoning any of that, but it seems really perplexing to me at the lack of response that they gave. You know, I don't want to start any conspiracy theories here, but it almost seems that the SEC is getting preferential treatment in this case.
You bring up a fantastic point with Dez Bryant. That had not even crossed my mind. He did have lunch, and that was seemed to be it, so you make a very valid point.
You know, and he had that lunch with Deion Sanders, and it wasn't for the fact that it was an illegal thing. It was just the fact that he lied about it, and you can understand, you know, he thought he did something wrong, and, you know, he lied, and he shouldn't have done that. But to lose a whole senior season for that, you know, that's just, it's outrageous.
Yeah. Speaking of outrageous, Will Muschamp is headed to Florida to be the head coach. What do you think it made him do that? Was it Mack Brown's promise of stepping down not coming through, or what?
You know, Will Muschamp has been a pretty pretty big name over the past few seasons, and, you know, I think he kind of got a little tired of waiting. You know, he wasn't highly sought after this year, obviously, with Texas's troubles this season, but, you know, it appears Mac Brown's going to be there for a while, and I can't really blame the guy for, you know, kind of jumping ship and wanting to take over. You know, obviously, head coaching is an ego-driven profession, and these guys want to be on the top, and they want to win, and they want to get the big paycheck. So, you know, I think it's a fairly decent hire for Florida. You know, he kind of lost some of his cachet over this past season, but, you know, last season and 2 years ago, this guy was at the top of everybody's list. So, I think it's a fairly good hire for Florida.
What about the Al Golden move to Miami? Actually, because of the Will Muschamp announcement, he didn't make as much noise now that Florida had a new head coach and Urban Meyer was stepping down and yada yada yada. So, what do you make of this hire?
You know, I think it's okay. I'm going to confess, I don't know a whole lot about Al Golden other than, you know, he loves to wear that suit and tie on the sidelines. But that's about as much as I know about Al Golden. We'll see if it pans out. Obviously, he's stepping into Southern Florida, which is a huge recruiting ground. And so he's going to have a lot more, you know, players to work with and talent to work with. So, you know, we'll see if he can turn Miami around. You know, everybody thought that Randy Shannon had it going in the right direction. And obviously this year it went real bad, you know, following the Ohio State game. So somebody else gets another crack at it, and we'll see what happens.
Yeah, that Miami game next year, that'll be real interesting.
I'm really looking forward to that one.
The Horned Frogs of TCU have announced that they will wear their pro combat jerseys in the Rose Bowl. Mm-hmm. Twitter's going crazy. They're saying it's disgraceful. The Rose Bowl's a tradition. What do you think of it?
I couldn't agree more. In fact, you know, when we were talking just prior to this podcast, I had learned about it, you know, for the first time. And, you know, I'm just appalled by it. I know a lot of people will say, you know, hey, it's just a uniform. You know, hey, it's not that big of a deal. But the Rose Bowl, you know, is the granddaddy of them all. And tradition runs real deep with this game. And not only to the fact that TCU, a non-AQ qualifier, is in it this year, now they're, you know, tainting it even more by wearing these pro combat jerseys. You know, it's just Nike just seems to have, you know, their fingers into everybody now. It was bad enough with Ohio State and Michigan. I'm still firmly against that. But now just to go to the Rose Bowl, that just seems like the top of the mountain now.
Yeah, it does seem a little bit crazy there. What about the Big Ten and Nebraska? You know, we have had expansion, and Delaney has come out and said that there will be no more expansion for a while at least, but do you see any other teams joining the Big Ten?
You know, I think Nebraska was a great, great addition. I really don't think you could have went any better, you know, save Texas or somebody huge like that, but Nebraska seems to fit the mold of the Big Ten, and I'm excited to see what happens. So I think they're going to wait a year or two and see how this plays out. I don't see any reason why it wouldn't be a success. But I think they'll probably put the brakes on it for a little while at least. But eventually, I think, you know, we're going to see 16-team Big Ten and probably ultimately, you know, four of the super conferences that were talked about so much, you know, 6 months ago.
Now, I got to bring it up. You and Danny have been talking on our boards or our comments or whatever about having a BCS playoff discussion. You're for the playoffs, he's for the BCS. Absolutely. What's going to happen there?
Well, yeah, you know, I think it might be a good time to bring this up here within the next week or two, since we don't have a lot of football to talk about. I find it so hard to find any rational reason to be for the current system. I mean, you know, let's face it, this is America. We decide things on the field with playoffs, with tournaments. You know, Division I AA does it. NCAA basketball does it, baseball does it, you know, you can go on and on. Tournaments decide championships. And to have this popularity beauty contest that we currently have, decide who gets to play in this big game is outrageous. Under the current system, you know, you can't find any rational way to put the Boise States and the TCUs into the big game. But, you know, if you have an 8 or a 16-game playoff and you throw these teams in there and they win their way up to the championship game, you know, I'm all for it. There's no argument there. So, you know, we'll see what Danny has to store on the other side. But, I just can't think of what rational argument he's going to have for it.
All right, readers, you heard the man. Brady, thanks for joining. And we'll see you guys next time.